Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
I had a chat last week with Mike Painter. Mike's a children's author. He's got a book out called The Pumpasaurus, and I met him last week. So what's the book called? Remind me.
So it's called The Pumpasaurus.
The Pumpasaurus. And where did the idea for the book come from?
From my son, to be honest. He was two at the time. We were living in Turkmenistan, working on a big event over there, and it was a spousal challenge. Effectively, my wife challenged me.
You've got to take up a challenge from me.
Exactly. Person. Yeah. So it was a spousal challenge. My wife decided that it was best that I write my own book. I'd made a comment to her that, you know, Amazon weren't delivering out in Turkmenistan, and it was difficult to find children's books in English over there, and I was, you know, as much as I love reading some of the stories that Jacob, our son, has got, you do get bored of reading the same one every night 10 times, cover to cover. So it was a throwaway comment, really, that I could maybe go and write my own. My wife said, well, go on then.
So, and why this subject?
Well, I think because Jacob is obsessed with dinosaurs. He absolutely loves dinosaurs. So I thought, well, it needs to be a dinosaur. As with most, well, he was two at the time, so as with most two-year-olds, he finds flatulence hilarious. So I thought, why not marry the two? And he loves all the kind of rhyming children's books, you know, bright pictures and things. And I used to love drawing when I was younger. I used to draw cartoons and things when I was younger. So I thought, well, I'll write the story first, I'll do some pictures. And then it was really just for him. And he loved it. A few of our friends saw it, read it to their kids, and they thought, you know, this could potentially go somewhere. You need to do something with this and do more with it. And that's when my wife then sent it to a handful of different publishers, and luckily Olympia Publishers came back and said, yeah, we'd love to. Ironically, given that my background is working on Olympic
Games.
Yeah,
it was meant to be, wasn't it?
It was. Fate.
So once you decided that was going to be your subject matter, how did you approach it?
So I started with the story itself, just a basic outline of what was going to happen, who was the main character, where it was going to go. And it was actually one night when my wife and little one were fast asleep, I sat up in bed and furiously typing away on my phone, coming up with a few different ideas. And especially because it's a rhyming story as well, so I wanted it all to be rhyming, which I guess adds that extra level of complexity to it. So, kind of throwing a few ideas around and just jotting down a few ideas. And at first I thought, I'll write down some ideas, I'll look at it again tomorrow and it'll be an ongoing thing. I kind of got a little bit carried away with it, and 2.5 hours later I'm still sat there typing. I thought, I might as well try and finish it now. So,
and this was on your phone?
Yes, this was sat up in bed on my phone. And I think probably three and a half hours later, it was as good as ready. The first draft, I guess, was ready. And that's when I kind of ran it by my wife. Thought it's a spousal challenge. It's only fair that she has her input. She really loved it. And I thought, well, I won't read it to my son yet. I'll wait until I've done the illustrations. So that was the more time-consuming part of it, I guess, over the following kind of few weeks. Printed out and started to then do the illustrations. And then, sat him down and read it to him and got the reaction that I was hoping for.
Which was laughter, hopefully.
It was, yeah. He laughed a lot. He pointed at a lot of the pictures and started making rude noises, imitating certain characters. So, yeah, he really loved it. And at that point, I thought, well, that's it. That's job done. Mission accomplished. Spousal challenge accepted and nailed. And then it was only when people started to say, you know, maybe you should try and do more with it, I thought, well, you know, it's not something I've ever really thought about. I've never thought about becoming a children's author, a children's illustrator. It's, I guess some people think about it and plan it and target that. And this was more kind of by chance, really. I've just always enjoyed writing in rhyme. I've always enjoyed illustrating. You know, why not put the two together and make some children smile?
Given the subject matter, what were the particular challenges?
I guess trying to make sure I didn't overstep the mark and be too rude, too crass with it, I guess. So Jacob, our little one, he always talks about doing pumpies. So I guess that's where it came from. It came from Jacob's language, really. He talks about pumpies. At one point, I thought about calling it the Trumpasaurus, but then you potentially come across some political challenges, which maybe not be a bad thing from a publicity perspective. But so I thought I'll stick with what I know best. Go with you know, what my son enjoys. I think he's your kind of typical, well, now 4-year-old. So I thought I'll go with what he likes and what he enjoys and what he finds funny. But I think, yeah, just to make sure it wasn't too rude, and it still had a, I guess, a moral to the story as well. And I think the idea behind it is that, without giving too much of the story away, that if a dinosaur, a person, an animal, whatever it is, that the main character has some kind of condition. You know, obviously, in this case, it's flatulence, which 99% of children are going to find hilarious, and some adults as well, to be honest. But I think it's more about the story behind that, the fact that he's embarrassed by this kind of condition, but then he becomes the hero, effectively. So I've got ideas for potentially for other books with a similar similar moral to the story. So I was trying to stick to that moral and not be too rude with it.
I guess, yeah, it's a question of tone.
It is, yeah, exactly. Yeah, get the right tone, and the tone that, you know, whilst the children are obviously going to enjoy the story and they are going to find it funny, it's finding one that parents are willing to read and happy to sit there and read, and the parents can kind of laugh along with it as well. So it is, you know, it's lighthearted, but it's not rude. And I think that was the balance there, just getting the right tone.
And is it historically accurate? Do you know? Did you do your research? Did dinosaurs have flatulence?
I like to think that I do have to do some. Well, I did have to do some research behind it because, like I said, my son is obsessed with dinosaurs, so I know far more about dinosaurs now than I ever have done. I'm pretty sure that the Pumbasaurus didn't exist in reality, so I don't think there was any issue there with copyright. No, it's roughly historically accurate, I would say. And I think the fact that the Pumbasaurus himself didn't exist means I had a certain creative license that I could use.
And you started with the words and then you did the illustration. It felt natural to do it that way around.
Yeah, I think that felt like the natural way to do it. As I was writing the scripts, I kind of had an image in my head, or started to form an image in my head of what it may look like. And I think at first I thought, well, I'll come up with a few ideas behind the story, then I'll sketch something out. But I got carried away with the story itself and ended up finishing that off first before even starting the illustrations. And then the illustrations themselves, I spent a couple of weeks doing them, had a whole set, and that's what I sent off with the script as well to the publishers. And then I had to redo all the illustrations just to make sure they were in the right format, the right size. So it was a time-consuming process, but you know, I guess that's the stress-free, enjoyable aspect of it. It was a bit of a creative release, I guess. You know, it's quite nice to sit there and doodle. It's quite relaxing, really. So,
and what's next for you? Because it sort of feels like this character could have a life of its own, be in a cartoon. You know?
Yeah, maybe. I think you know, a few people have said that, asked me what the Pumbasaurus will do next. And actually, a few of the local primary schools that I've gone to, and I've done some book signing events and book readings and things, and they've done some competitions for the children where they've actually come up with some brilliant ideas of what happens next to the Pumbasaurus. So potentially, you know, use some of those ideas and make sure I split the royalties with the children that came up with them. But no, I think I've got a few ideas in my head of separate stories, of other ideas. There are two or three others I've started to write, not quite in the same. I've not sat there for 3 hours and done it from start to finish, but there are two that I've potentially written, a third that's in the making. Not related to the Pumbasaurus, a similar kind of moral to the story, whereby the main character has a certain condition, they're embarrassed, they become the hero, and kind of get over their insecurities. But yeah, I guess, you know, it'd be nice to see where things go with the Pumbasaurus first. I'd have to shift a fair few copies before I can quit the day job and call myself a full-time children's author and illustrator. But yeah, I'd certainly love to get more out there, because it's the best feeling, I think, is when I sit there and read it to classrooms of children. They're engrossed and enthralled by the story and getting really excited about what happens next. And that's the enjoyable side to it, I think.
I bet those school visits are a riot,
aren't they? They are, yes. Again, it's getting the right balance, making sure they enjoy it, and they just, you know, getting them into reading. There are some of the teachers have said to me afterwards that there are children who don't necessarily like or enjoy reading. They don't usually sit there quietly during story time, and they were, you know, I guess it captured their imagination because it's a light-hearted, comical dinosaur with flatulence, and they were sat front row and centre on the carpet, engrossed by it. So I think that's the other side to it. It's seeing the children kind of laugh and giggle and enjoy it in certain parts, but it's the wider aspect to it, where, you know, getting more children involved in reading, and actually seeing some of the teachers enjoy it as well, I think, because you know, I think this, you know, in certain economic times, people can get downhearted. It's just a nice little light-hearted bit of reading time. You know, it's 10 minutes where you can sit there with either with your children, with a classroom of children, and read it and just have fun with it and have a laugh together and enjoy spending that time reading together.
Now, that was Mike Painter talking about his book, The Pumpasaurus. If you're interested in getting hold of a copy of that, it's published by Olympia Publishers.